Welcome to a podcast presentation from Nurse Educator. I'm Dr. Richard Pullen, editorial board member of Journal. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Julie Woodworth, professor of nursing, Niagara County Community College, Sanborn, New York. Today's topic is escape room teaching pedagogy in the didactic learning environment for nursing. And before we get busy on the podcast, I do want to congratulate Dr. Woodworth for having this topic published in the January-February 2021 issue of Nurse Educator. Welcome, Dr. Woodworth.
It's great to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dr. Woodworth, what inspired you to develop an escape room for nursing students?
That's a great question. Well, fellow faculty and I signed up to do an escape room as a team building exercise and a fun activity outside of the workplace. We made a reservation at the local escape room location in Buffalo, New York, and the escape room itself is developed in the gaming industry. It's a group activity where players are provided an experience in a room that's set up with clues. Then teams work together to solve the clues and move forward in the escape room. And the goal is to successfully complete all the clues within the 1 hour time frame allotted to win or successfully escape. We escaped in time and met after the experience to discuss it. And the meeting after the activity felt more like a debriefing that we use in simulation learning. So right away, I could see the natural fit for this type of gaming into my teaching.
Sure. It sounds like the escape room experience promotes critical thinking, communication, and collaboration. Maybe there's also an element of fun while students are problem solving. Good deal. Thank
you. Absolutely.
Dr. Woodworth, what teaching methodologies were used to support the escape room?
The teaching methodologies that I utilized included case study, audience response, and group work. I searched for tools that were available to use to link my puzzles together, and Google Forms was found to be free and easily accessible. The Google Form afforded me a way to introduce my puzzles with the opportunity to include pictures and have that case study style feeling. So then I set up questions in the audience response style as multiple choice, fill in the blank, choose all that apply, and I had students then apply their knowledge to those clues to answer the questions and advance to the next puzzle. My teaching experience helped to support the implementation of this teaching methodology with the group learning context. And the group learning really supported each member's learning within that group, as it's common to have students with varied levels of experience and participation in a group. This really helped to keep all students engaged and to promote their success.
Sure. The activities you have discussed promote higher order thinking, especially the case studies. And the concept of using puzzles, that's great to help students to see relationships among variables. Good deal, Dr. Woodworth. Thank you. How did you implement this teaching methodology?
I implemented the method in the classroom in place of a traditional lecture. So I provided that flipped type feeling with a narrated PowerPoint for them to view prior to the class and to take their notes. I didn't want them to feel like they lost a portion of their usual type of provided learning. The class time then was provided that opportunity to form their own self-selected groups. And the only requirement that I had was that they had one team leader selected who had a cell phone to input their group answers. The group would follow the clues on their phone from that Google form. And as the faculty, I would circulate the room and guide students as needed, particularly when they got stuck. I also like to hear the students' discussion during the activity as it allowed me to remedy any misconceptions right away.
Good deal. We live in a high-tech environment and good use of technology in your learning experience. Thank you. How did your students respond to this teaching methodology?
At the completion of the escape room activity, I gave the students a link to a post-learning survey. And I only allowed one submission per browser to decrease that chance of students answering more than once. Out of my 105 students, 95 did the survey. And notably, 26 out of 95 students identified that they liked passive learning. Now, that's likely a normal finding for the average classroom of nursing students, as some students are more comfortable with that lecture-provided format. But the results of the survey regarding the escape room activity revealed overwhelmingly that students felt that learning style promoted their engagement and learning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They acknowledged that the escape room promoted working collaboratively with their peers, and 78% of students agreed or strongly agreed that they would recommend that learning activity to others.
Sure. Well, congratulations on those positive outcomes. Perhaps the students who preferred a traditional lecture format will become more comfortable with escape room learning as they are exposed to additional scenarios. Very creative. Thank you. Dr. Woodworth, with the pandemic and the move of teaching to remote fashion, were you able to utilize this escape room?
Absolutely. I didn't want to lose that innovative teaching method. So when the pandemic occurred, I had to rethink how to deliver that escape room in a different format.
Yes.
Now, our classes are being delivered by Zoom. So I investigated a transition for that escape room using the Zoom format. I provided the students the link to the Google form, and I developed a QR code at the beginning of the class. And the QR code allowed students to scan the code with their phone to take them directly to the Google form.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made it easier. For the delivery via Zoom, I asked students to scan the QR code or enter the link and enter the escape room on their own device. And I dropped the allocation of the team leader requirement. Then I used breakout rooms to randomly assign them into groups. And with the breakout rooms, I was able to join the groups and monitor their progress and help guide them if they got stuck. Again, this semester, the escape room has received rave reviews from students in my faculty evaluations.
Sure, sure. It's creative in that you use this teaching strategy in the classroom, which simulates clinical experiences. And you really move swiftly using Zoom technology during the pandemic. Sounds like you clearly met the student learning outcomes. Dr. Woodworth, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with listeners.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you again. This ends the podcast.